Now we'll move on to the next line, the fifth line, and that is Hinoi Adoin Olam L'chol Noitzar Yireh Gedulasai U'Malchusai. Hinoi Adoin Olam, Hashem is the Adoin Olam, the master of the universe, L'chol Noitzar, to every creature, to everything that Hashem created, Hashem is the master. Yireh Gedulasai U'Malchusai. Yireh means that Hashem demonstrates, Hashem shows and displays Gedulasai U'Malchusai, His greatness and His Malchus. So what does that mean? Hashem is the Adon Olam, Hashem is the master for all the creatures, Hashem is the master over anything, and Hashem demonstrates His Gedula and His Malchus, His greatness and His Malchus. This is corresponding to the fifth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. As you've noticed, the Yud Gimel Ikrim are being represented here in order. First line connected the first, the second connected the second, so here the fifth one is connected the fifth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. And the fifth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim is that we say, Loi levadoi, loi with a vav, loi levadoi to Hashem Himself, roi lehispalel, it's proper to daven, ve'ein lezulasai roi lehispalel. It's not proper to daven to anyone besides Hashem. The only one who is worth asking all your bakashas to and giving all your praises to is Hashem Himself, nobody else. So this seems very interesting here. Here we have a line that's corresponding to the idea that we're supposed to only daven to Hashem. And what's the line that we're saying? Hashem is the master of the universe. Hashem shows His greatness and His malchus. So how exactly does that correspond? Why is that saying the same idea? And I think that the pshat is very simple. That for many generations and many beliefs, people used to daven to other koichos besides Hashem. People served the sun, the moon, the constellations, whatever it was. And people felt that these things had power. The sun has power, the moon has power. And they didn't realize something that we realize when we say every day, Elokeinu, which means that Hashem is Baal HaKoiches Kulam. That Hashem is in charge of all these koiches. And none of these koiches that are in our Bria would have any koiches on their own. It's all because Hashem is giving the sun power every day to rise and to shine and to heat things. That everything comes from Hashem, and Hashem is displaying His godless, and all these things, that all these koiches that there are in the Bria, is really a manifestation of Hashem's Gadlusay U'Malchusay. So when it says Yireh Gedulasai U'Malchusay, that Hashem shows and displays His greatness and His Malchus, and really Hinoi Adon Olam L'chol Noitzar, He is the master of the universe to anything that is created. What we're really saying is, it doesn't pay to dive into the moon and to the sun and to anything else that you'll find that seems to have koyach, because Hashem is the Adon Olam L'chol Noitzar. Hashem is the one who's the master of the universe for all these things. And all these things are only Yireh Gedulasai U'Malchusay. All these things are only a manifestation of Hashem's Gedula and Hashem's Malchus. That Hashem's greatness is being used with many of His shluchim. And they are the sun, the moon, the constellations, whatever it is. So that's why this corresponds to the principle of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, that we say that it's only Roi L'Hispalel Hashem. Because the idea is that Hinoi Adon Olam, Hashem is the master L'chol Noitzar. Even to that creation that you want to dive into. That sun, that moon, whatever it is. But Hashem is the master over them. And those things are just showing, those things are just shluchim of Hashem Himself. And therefore, it's only proper for a person to daven to Hashem and not to any other koyach in the world. And it's for this reason, by the way, that many people are not so in favor of the tefillos that we have that address malachim. If you notice in the slicha, sometimes you say, Malachei Rachamim, Mishasei Elyain, right? We talk to the malachim, and there are many places that have menachim to skip those lines. But we don't even want to dive into the malachim. We talk to Machnisei Rachamim, Machnisu Rachamim, right? Some people don't like those tefillahs, and they're not in favor of us saying that, because Lord Levadei Roi L'Hispalel, we dive into Hashem. Not only does it mean not to dive into the sun and the moon and the stars and all those things, but even to the malachim who are on our side, the malachim HaKodesh. But still, we don't daven, we don't address bakashas to the malachim. We talk about Hashem, and we talk straight to Hashem, we don't talk directly to the malachim. There are things that we say to the malachim, when the malachim come into our house, and on Friday night we welcome them, we say Shalom Aleichem to them, we say Boyachem L'Shalom, we bid them farewell, Tzeisim L'Shalom. But to ask the malachim a tefillah to focus your tefillah and to direct your tefillah toward to the malachim themselves, that many people are not in favor of because of this idea of loy levadoi roi lehispalel. There are people, by the way, I know of some Talmidei Chachamim, who don't even say brachuni l'shalom, the third one in the Shalom Aleichem, because that means you're asking the malachim for a bracha. So some say, Mamish, you shouldn't address the malachim and ask them for a bracha. You want a bracha? Ask Hashem. Hashem should bless you. But Hashem should let the malachim bench you. But you don't talk to the malachim. Some people don't even say Baruchuni L'Shalim. But whatever it is, even if our minhag is to talk to the malachim, or to surely to say Baruchuni L'Shalim, but whatever it is, the idea is that we have to keep in mind that anything that we're asking for is all from Hashem. All the hashva of bracha that we're asking for is from Hashem. And therefore, we shouldn't daven to any other koichas, and we daven only to Hashem. And that's what's expressed over here, that Hashem is the Adon Olam L'chol Noitzar, Yireh Gedul Asai U'Malchusa. Okay, so now this is the end of this segment of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is the first five. The first five all talk about Emuna in Hashem, our belief in Hashem. The first one is that Hashem is L'malam in Azman. Hashem is not bound by time. The second one was Echad Vein Yochid Ki Yehudai, right, that Hashem is the absolute one. There's no such musig as one like there is by Hashem. The third one is that Hashem has no physicality at all. He said, Ein loy demus haguf, ein loy guf. Hashem has no physicality to him. The fourth one, which we started with tonight, that is Hashem is Rishon V'Achron, Hashem preceded everything and outlasts everything. And the fifth one is that Hashem is the only independent Kach. Therefore, it's right till the Hispala only to Hashem himself, but not to any other thing, because Hashem is the master of the universe as to all the creatures, to all the creations that Hashem made. So that's the first five, that's the group that falls under the category of Emunah and Hashem. The next few now are going to discuss the authenticity of the Torah and the Nevi'im. The Torah that Hashem gave us, and the Nevi'im that Hashem sent as Shluchim to give us the word of Hashem. So the next few talk about Nevuah. So let's just start with one line here in this chelek, and that's the next line, the sixth line of Yigdal, where it says, Shefa Nevuah Soi Nisanoi, El Anshei Segula Soi V'Sifratoi, which means, Nisanoi means Hashem gave it, Hashem granted, Shefa Nevuah Soi, Hashem granted His flow of Nevuah, a flow of Nevuah, of prophecy, Hashem gave it, El Anshei Segula Soi V'Sifratoi, to the people of, to His treasured people, Anshei Segulas, right? For Sifratoi, the people of Hashem's Teferis, of Hashem's splendor. So what does this mean? So this means that Hashem doesn't just tell us things only directly, Anoichi V'lo Yilecha. Hashem has Nevi'im, and Hashem tells us things through the Nevi'im, and we have to trust that those Nevi'im are really Shluchim of Hashem to tell us the Dvar Hashem. And this, as we said, is Kineged, the sixth of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, which is Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shleima. Shekol divrei ha-Nevi'im emes, that all the words of the Nevi'im are emes, the true Nevi'im. We're not talking about a Navi Sheker, but a true Navi, the words of the Navi, even if it didn't come to us directly from Hashem, it came through the Navi, all the words of the Nevi'im are emes. However, when we say in the Yud Gimel Ikrim that there is such a thing as Nevuah, right? Shekol divrei ha-Nevi'im emes, there is no mention of Klal Yisrael. We say that the words of Nevi'im are emes. We don't mention anything about Yidden. Here in the song of Yigdal, it's interesting that besides saying Shefa Nevuah Soi Nesonai, that Hashem gave a flow of Nevuah, we mention El Anshei Segula Soi V'Sifratoi, to Hashem's treasured people and the people of His Tiferes, which is referring to the Yidden. Anshei Segula Soi is based on the Pasuk in Parshas Yisrael that we all know, V'Yisem Li Segula Mikol Ha'amim, that the Klal was considered the treasured nation. That's the Anshei Segula Soi. Tifartoi as well, there are Pesukim that mention that Klal Yisrael is Hashem's Tiferes, Hashem's splendor. One such pasuk is in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem Vav, pasuk Yud Gimel. The pasuk says, "Li Yisrael Tiferti," to Yisrael, the people of my Tiferes, of my splendor. So when it says Anshei Segula Soi V'Sifratoi, it's referring to Klal Yisrael. And this is very interesting. When the Rambam mentions his Yud Gimel Ikrim, and he talks about in the sixth one, he mentions that there's such a thing as Nevuah called the Ve'an Nevi'im Emes. He doesn't mention a word about Yidden. He says that Hashem gave Nevuah lemin ha'enoishi, to mankind, that there's such a thing as a man reaching a madrega and becoming a Navi. He didn't say anything about Yidden. And the Rambam himself also, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, he talks a lot about Nevuah, in Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph of Yisoidei HaTorah, the Rambam says, V'Yisoidei Hadas, one of the foundations of Yiddishkeit, laid out to know, Shehokel Menave is B'nei HaAdam, that Hashem gives Nevuah to B'nei HaAdam, to people. This is something that's important for us to know. So there also, he doesn't mention anything about Yidden. He says, B'nei Adam, to people, similar to the Lashon HaRambam we just quoted in Pirush Shemishnayis, L'min ha'anoishi, to mankind. So what's the idea? Is Nevuah for all people? Or is Nevuah specifically for Yidden, as is Mashma over here, in Yigdal, El Anshei Segula Soi V'Sifratoi? So the truth is, that there is a Medrash about this. The Medrash is in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. There in Vayikra Rabbah, in Parsha Aleph Ois Yud Beis, it says there, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ad Shalai Hukam HaMishkan, Haisa Nevuah Metzuya Be'umay Sa'olam. Before the Mishkan was set up, there was such a thing as prophecy by the Umay Sa'olam. There was such a thing as a guy being a Navi, until the Mishkan was set up in the Midbar. Misha Hukam HaMishkan, from the time that the Mishkan was set up, Nistalka Mibeinayin. Then it was removed, the opportunity of Nevuah was removed from the Goyim. So this was our question, is there Nevuah by Goyim or not? The answer is, says the Medrash, it depends on what period of time, what period in history. Until the Hakamas HaMishkan, until the Mishkan was inaugurated, so then there's such a thing as Nevuah by Goyim. Once the Mishkan was set up, so there's no such thing anymore as Nevuah by Goyim. And it says there that the people asked Rabbi Yitzchak, what about Bilam? Bilam HaRasha was a Navi, and that was already after the time that the Mishkan was set up. And Rabbi Yitzchak answered him, L'tevosan shal Yisrael nisnabe. Be'etzem Bilam wasn't a Navi in his own right. Hashem gave him a special power to have Nevuah, L'tevosan shal Yisrael, for the purpose of Yisrael, because he ended up saying all those beautiful psukim, Matayvu Elecha Yaakov, it ended up turning into a beautiful bracha. Hashem gave him the Nevuah only for the purpose of Yisrael. And the truth is, the Ramban says that over there in Parshas Balak, Beferish. In Pashas Balak, in Perachov Beis, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, the Ramban says, Bilam loy haya Navi, elo l'chvoid Yisrael, bo'y lav Hashem, v'hakol b'avur Yisrael u'l'chvoidam. Bilam on his own right was not a Navi. Because of Klai Yisrael, for the purpose of Klai Yisrael, and with covet, because of the covet of Klai Yisrael, Hashem gave Bilam Nevuah, and Hashem gave Bilam the koyach to be a great Navi. But really, Nevuah and the Umay Sa'olam did not exist after the Mishkan was set up. And the truth is, if you look in the Psukim, in Sefer Yehoshua, when the Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, so it says in Yehoshua, in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Beis, it says that they saw Bilam, and they killed Bilam. The Yidden, Bez Bilam Ben Ba'or HaKoyseim, Hargu, B'nei Yisrael Becharev. The Yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, and they found Bilam, HaKoyseim means the magician, Hargu, they killed him Becharev. And the Radak over there says, what does it mean, why is it called Bilam HaKoyseim, the magician? The Radak says, Lo'idiyah, this is to let us know, Ki lo'i navi haya. He was not a navi, elo koisim, he was a magician. Unevuasai haysa l'kvoid Yisrael. The only reason he had nevuah was l'kvoid Yisrael. So here you see the Radak and the Ramban, really coming from the Medrash, that they're saying that really even Bilam was not a real navi, Bilam was a magician, but the only way he was able to have the power of nevuah was because of the purpose of Yisrael. So what do we have from this Medrash? That before the Hakamas HaMishkan, there was such a thing called prophecy by the Goyim. After the Hakamas HaMishkan, once the Mishkan was set up, there was no such thing anymore as Nevuah by the Goyim. And the Pshat seems to be, because once the Mishkan was set up, so this was a place where now the Hashuas HaShchina came into the Mishkan, and now Hashem Shchina was concentrated here, B'soich B'nei Yisrael, among the Yidden in the Yiddish camp, and there was no more opportunity anymore for the Goyim to tap into this and to reach the level of Nevuah. Hashem shared His word with the Goyim, and they gave it a possibility to give Nevuah to the Goyim, until there was Hakamas HaMishkan. Once there was a Mishkan, that's what it says in the Medrash, Mishahukam HaMishkan, that opportunity was taken away from the Goyim. What does that mean? Once there was, the Hashuas HaShchina was focused and concentrated here in our Mishkan, and eventually in the Beis HaMikdash, then already from that time and on, there's no such thing anymore as Nevuah by the Goyim. And maybe we can suggest a new pshat based on this, in the Pasuk in Parshas Truma that says, for us who leave Mikdash, for Shachanti B'Seicham, which means, make for me a Mishkan, and I will dwell among you, among them, v'shachati b'seicham. And everybody asks, it shouldn't say b'seicham, among them, it means b'seichai. If you make the Mishkan, I will dwell in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash. What does it mean b'seicham, among Klal Yisrael? But it could be based on this Medrash in Parshas Vayikra, the Pshat is Azoi. V'asuli Mikdash, make for me a Mishkan. Then I'm going to have a place where I can concentrate my Hashuas HaShchina within the Yidden. V'shachanti b'seicham, and then I'm dwelling b'seicham, and that's it. I'm going to dwell, the Hashuas HaShchina will now be closed for the public. It's now going to be part of Klal Yisrael, and now no more Nevuah for Goyim. For also Li Mikdash, once you make for me that place, that we are concentrated, Hashuas HaShchina, then V'shachanti b'seicham, I'll be yours forever, and there won't be any more Nevuah among the Goyim. Be it as it may, if that's the case that the Medrash says is, that really Nevuah was possible for the Goyim as well, but once there was a Mishkan established, so then the opportunity of Nevuah was taken away from the Goyim, so we could say that when the Rambam says that there's an Ikur, something that we have to remember, a principle of faith, that there was Nevuah given to people, he doesn't mention anything about Yidden, because the original concept of Nevuah was not Miyuchad for Yidden. There was nevuah by Goyim also before Hakamas HaMishkan. There was nevuah by Goyim also. Lamin ha'anoshi, to mankind, Hashem gave nevuah. Hashem gave nevuah, she'akel menabe yis b'nei ha'adam. Hashem gave people nevuah. It doesn't have to do, the concept of nevuah is not specifically to Yidden. However, these days when we compose the song of Yigdal, and the people daven these days the song of Yigdal, we specifically mention El Anshei Segula Soiv Esif Atoi, because only the Nevuah of the Yidden, of the Am Segula, of the Am Atiferes, only the Nevuah of the Yidden is everlasting. These days, after there is HaKamas HaMishkan, there is no more anything as the Nevuah by the Goyim, except for Bilam HaRosha, which had a Nevuah, L'Kovet Shel Yisrael. But besides that, there is no more Nevuah by the Goyim. So it could be that might be the Mahalach, that even though in the Ikrei Hados, where the Rambam mentions Nevuah, he doesn't say that it's specifically Shayach to Yidden. The concept of Nevuah and the thing that we have to understand and believe that there is such a thing as Nevuah and the Nevi'im's words are Emes, that has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. But when we mention the Nevi'im over here and we say, Alan Shei Segula Soi B'Sifra Toi, that might be because after the Hakamas HaMishkan, the Nevuah was taken away from the Goyim, and only Yidden have the opportunity to have Nevuah after that point in time.